Chapter 3, Eater's Digest, How Food Travels Through Your Body. Once your brain tells you to eat, that's exactly what you do. You eat. Maybe you gorge. Maybe you nibble. And then maybe you forget about that hefty portion of mac and cheese until it winds up on the back of your thighs. But in between mouth and thighs, there's an amazing system of digestion that takes place, a system that determines whether that food gets burned, stored, or expelled faster than a delinquent high schooler. Now that you know the biochemical reasons why you shuttle food to your mouth, it's time to start exploring the biology of what happens to food once it's in there. In this chapter, we'll discuss what happens in the early part of your digestive system. And in the next chapter, we'll discuss the effect of food as it interacts with the rest of your digestive organs.
Your digestive highway, the on-ramp. On your gastrointestinal interstate, everything enters via your physiological toll booth, your mouth. The nutritious powerhouses slide through the express toll to give you the power, energy, stamina, and strength to live your life. Toxic, though sometimes tasty, foods can enter too, but you'll pay a heavier toll later for the damage they do along the way and after. Throughout its journey, your food and all of its nutrients and toxins will pull over at various organs, slow down on winding roads, speed up, merge with other nutrients, and even get pulled over by the bowel brigade for nutritional violations. During every trip, your food hits a symbolic three-pronged fork in the road. Either it will be broken down and picked up by your bloodstream and liver to be used as energy, or it will be broken down and stored as fat, or it will be processed as waste and directed to nature's recycling pot, the porcelain junkyard. Here's how the system starts. Before a morsel even reaches the toll booth, your body has a radar gun to let you know that food is coming, powered by such physiological cues as sight, smell, and the fact that you've been drooling like an overheated St. Bernard at the thought of a fried cheese appetizer special.